Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The relationship that we have growing every day, that does fire you up. It's never going to be perfect. There's things we all got to work on. But certainly I thought in that second half, what was cool to watch as a coach and a play caller, when somebody gets in that kind of flow, I mean, he was damn near took the game over. When that happens and you feel it with a player, it didn't matter what I called, you know, you felt them rolling. So that's what was such a bitter pill to swallow, how the game ended.
Man. Sounds like Arthur Smith loves him some Justin Fields. I saw Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. We like Brian. Good man.
Yes.
Good writer. Gets his nose dirty in there. Finds out the stories. He wrote in his chat that, yeah, a lot of the teammates have gravitated naturally, obviously, to Justin Fields. Justin Fields is winning football games. Justin Fields is doing stuff at the quarterback position that hasn't been done around here. He's just a dynamic player that looks different than anybody since Cordell Stewart. Like, even when Ben was winning football games, and Ben's a Hall of Famer, and Ben's special, he's a first ballot guy, he's a two-time Super Bowl champion, he couldn't do some of this stuff Justin Fields does. And I don't know that that should be surprising to anybody. The locker room dynamic. If Russell Wilson was winning football games, he would be popular. I'm not saying he's not popular now, but what you go through in training camp, and even Russ wasn't doing a lot then because he was hurt, it's not going to matter, I wouldn't think, Dorn, and you can obviously tell me better than I can put it into the microphone here. It's not going to matter as much as when you go to battle with a guy and you're 3-1 and he's out here leading you to victories.
No, it doesn't. I mean, even if he was the backup quarterback, even Russ, even Kyle Allen, like you automatically try to gravitate towards whoever is the quarterback and whatever, you know, level that they're at, whether they're second string, backup, third, because you know that there's going to be a point where they might have to get in and you want to be able to trust them. Just show me that, you know, you're in it to win it. Like, and that's why I think quarterback is so hard and it's so talked about so much, is because there is that one trait that you need to have to play quarterback. And if you don't have that, you could have all the skills and everything in the world, but if you don't have that, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields, he possesses that. Russell Wilson possesses that. Most quarterbacks do. But just go in there, handle your business, and, you know, and we'll respect you. We'll go in there. If you're trying to win, man, that's what it's about. Like, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about winning football games. And I feel if I trust you, or, you know, our teammates trust you to win, to go in there, and you have that mindset, yeah, I mean, we'll pull for you. Like, we're in it. We're trying to win too. And Justin Fields has done a good job. You heard that his teammates in Chicago liked him.
Yes,
but I never heard the leadership portion of it. Like, I mean, and not to say that it wasn't there.
He's not a vocal guy.
He's not.
Seem
but
like.
I don't need you to be vocal. You know, I don't need you. Go out there and make some plays. Go out there and look us in the eyes and say, like, we're going to go score on this drive. And if that's the only words you say, I'll believe you. I don't need you to say anything. Just go prove it by your play.
Yeah.
That's what he's been doing. That's how athletes operate.
Well, and weirdly too, man, he was the guy that couldn't win in Chicago. Starting to feel like that's more of a Chicago problem. What, 10-28 coming in here? He looks to me like a guy who's got that clutch gene. And I know that he took responsibility for that bad snap, and that happened on the final drive of the game offensively for the Steelers. And so ultimately, he did not get it done. But to have that sack fumble, which was really, really bad, and then to come right back, bang, scoring drive, bang, scoring drive, bang, scoring drive, to throw the deflected interception the game before that against the Chargers, and then go bang, scoring drive, bang, scoring drive, bang, run out the clock. That to me is winning stuff right there.
Yeah.
Forget about what just happened, and now I'm going to lead my team to some points. And I'm going to do it with my legs if need be. I'm going to do it with my arm if need be. I think we learned more about Justin Fields this week than we had in the previous three games. That he can have a not-so-great half. He can have a not-so-great, hell, 3.5 quarters. But he can bounce back in-game. And you don't need the vocal guy whenever you're doing that.
No. No, you need the confident guy. And it's nice to see. And I think you may have tweeted this yesterday, or you know, we've talked about it a couple times, but it's nice to see there are a group of guys that are doing that right now in the NFL. And that is so, so hard. It's so hard to believe in yourself and keep that confidence whenever it didn't work out before. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, as you watched last night, I know they lost the game, but Baker Mayfield has been playing at a super high level.
Through three touchdowns.
In the past year. Like, I mean, ever since he's been with the Bucs, really. Geno Smith, your guy. I mean, he has done that. Justin Fields being this guy. I mean, it is nice to see that. And to keep that confidence is so hard, especially in a different regime, different place, different city, different teammates. You know, he knows his worth. And he's going out and getting it. You got to love that, you know, for a teammate and for you know, even a supporter. Like, you got to love that.
Man, you're right about the confidence thing. I didn't really think about it from that standpoint. You got...
just want to give up.
You got shipped off for a mid-round pick. Sixth-round pick. Could turn into a fourth. Probably will turn into a fourth. You got shipped off for basically nothing. Nothing. And not a lot of teams were calling for you. I think he talked when he was on the Cam Hayward podcast. There were like four teams. How you walk into another place and be the guy, a lot of power to him.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth quarter quarterback rating, by the way, for Justin Fields, 118.2. 118.2! I mean, you have a quarterback rating of 118.2 in your career, you are the best of all time. So he's actually, weirdly, I didn't expect this, started games pretty well. First half quarterback rating, 103.8. But his fourth quarter, man, his number's been off the chart. Now, a lot of that has to do with the last game. The last two games. Game script dictated, you need Justin Fields to go out there and win you the football game, and he did in one of the instances. And he did darn near enough to win you in the next game. And I blame the defense more for the loss than I do him. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. All right, so let's narrow it down to this game. Mike Tomlin says you need to play well and you need to win. He is at least open to the idea of riding with the hot hand at quarterback. What does a hot hand look like in this game?
Doing the same things he did last game, but minimizing, just like Bostic said, those little things that did hinder him in Chicago. And I think that those do get cleaned up. I've been wrestling with the fact that, are they hiding Justin Fields or is he developing? And whenever I say that, like, as he's gotten better each game, every single game this season, like, are they just kind of, you know, molding him to get better? Or is he actually, like, himself getting better? Like, are they hiding certain things? Are they letting him be him? And I believe I read a quote yesterday that whenever there's a run play called, the run play stays on.
Yeah, he can't check out of it.
Can't check out of that. Like, and that's a growing process, and you hope that he can get to that point where he could check in or check out of those things. But it has to look like last game on national, you know, prime time against, you know, a huge brand, against a quarterback that is making $60 million. It has to look like last game without those three errors. That's what it has to look like. Because Mike Tomlin still needs convinced. I don't care what he says. I know he hasn't anointed him the starter, but you could just tell that Mike Tomlin isn't fully convinced yet.
Agreed, and I'll reference it again, Tomlin being open to going with the hot hand at quarterback. Also, and I'm paraphrasing here, said he's not there yet. Now, I don't know if that's because of the way Fields has played in his mind that they're not there yet, or if he was referring to Russell Wilson's health or some combination of both. I'd like to see Justin Fields have the opportunity to check in and out of stuff, man. And I think Russell Wilson would have that. But the reason why I agree with you, and I think that Tomlin is still yet to be convinced, is because we talked about it in training camp in a way the national media wasn't talking about it. This wasn't a real competition. They wanted it to be Russell Wilson. They anointed Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson didn't have the practice reps Justin Fields did. He didn't play as much in the preseason as Justin Fields did. And yet, he was still named the starting quarterback to begin the season of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin didn't just forget about that. Now, I think the in-stadium stuff, which he is supposedly caring about all the time, should have been enough to sway his mind in Justin Fields' direction. But if it wasn't actually close between those two, if it wasn't actually ever a competition, and it wasn't, yeah, of course Tomlin still probably wants to see what Russell Wilson can do. He just can't have him play in this game if Justin Fields is healthy. Like, if they're down 17-3 at the half again, I don't want them doing the Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky thing, man.
I don't think they'll do that.
I don't think they will either, but you better not, because that to me is a joke. I don't want to get pre-mad about something, so I'm not. I can feel myself kind of getting pre-mad there.
Well, I mean, how would it look, though? Like, you do that, and then Russ goes in there, and he's underwhelming. Or are you going to go back to Justin?
Exactly.
Then you start playing that game. You don't want to play that game this year.
No, you don't, because the quarterback controversy that's brewing under the surface in the subtext right now, now you've just bang on primetime television.
Oh.
No, you don't want to do that to your team. Not to mention, you can't break glass in case of emergency to get a spark when the quarterback who started the last game didn't play well for two quarters, and then he himself gave you the spark. I think Justin Fields is going to have a really good game on Sunday, man. We brought up the stats earlier in the show. Dallas has given up rushing yardage to the mobile quarterbacks they faced. So I think it's an average of 40 rushing yards per game. The two real mobile quarterbacks that they played, Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, they both ran with success. Now, they also played Daniel Jones. That's a different style of runner. That's more of a scheme it up and quarterback power.
Yeah.
It's different stopping him than it is Lamar Jackson, than it is Deshaun Watson, than it is Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields runs all over him on Sunday. I think this is going to be the first legs game for Fields. He ran well on Sunday, but I think this might be the holy bleep, this is Michael Vick kind of game for Fields.
They kind of need him to. I mean, looking at the running back situation too, they need him to do that. You know, whether they like it or not, whether they want to hide him from injury and, you know, they don't want to go down that path, they need him to be, the other running portion of this offense, because they don't have anybody else. You're going to trust Shamplin? Like, I know he's a smart guy from Harvard, but, like, I don't know if I trust that guy to have 10 carries, 11, 12 carries, 13 carries in a game and produce. You know, you got Najee, and then you got he has to be the running portion, the other running portion.
I agree, and this Shamkin
dude, it could work. That's the thing, too. Like, you have to, and they're going to identify that, and we have identified that, so, you know, they are about the run defense. It can work, so you're going to have to do it.
Yes. Najee Harris is not doing a good enough job seeing things right now, in that my personal opinion. We talked about that a little bit earlier on in the show. And Dan Orlovsky broke it down on SportsCenter last night that the Steelers are like one block away from breaking some bigger runs with Najee Harris. Now, a bigger run for him is like 12 to 20 yards. But if that unblocked defender now has to account for the quarterback in the running game, makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a world of difference. And one more note on Najee. They're giving up a ton of yardage in the passing game to running backs. And we did see Najee have a great run after catch on a screen call. Arthur Smith leaving a lot to be desired on first downs. He's running the ball more than any team in football on first downs, and their success rate very low. It's become quite predictable. That screen call at that portion of the game against the Colts, that was as perfectly timed a call as you could have. And Doran, correct me if I'm wrong, we ain't seen screenplays that well executed in a very long time at Pittsburgh.
No.
So maybe get Najee the ball in space a little bit and see if that might look a little bit different. 412-928-9370. You can tweet us. You can text us. And it is 8:13. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Coming up next, we're going behind enemy lines, giving you some more stats, some more facts on these Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, behind enemy lines on the Fan Morning Show, presented by Galise Services. Behind Enemy Lines brought to you by Monster Brewing. No guest this week. Same thing that happened with the Chargers. Couldn't get anybody who wanted to come on the East Coast in a morning show. Reached out to a guy, mutual friend, from the Odyssey station in Dallas. He never got back to me. And I am sad. Mm. But we got some stats here on the Dallas Cowboys. And we'll get to those coming up in a minute. But my sister gets married this weekend. And we just tried to scare Melanie from 100.7 Star in the hallway. You got your Mike Myers mask. You did scare her.
Yes.
You absolutely scared her. She did one of those kind of deals.
Uh-huh.
When I popped up to try to scare her, I thought my Achilles was going to go. I'm making a prediction right now. My Achilles is going to go on the dance floor at my sister's wedding.
Why would you?
I'm just saying.
Why would you put that?
It's feeling tight. It's feeling goofy, man.
Why would you even put that out there, though?
Because
is your calf feeling tight or is your Achilles feeling?
It's the Achilles.
Is it sore?
Not sore.
Just tight.
Just tight.
Mm. Oh, no.
Is that worse?
No.
I just want to put it out there because if it happens and I predicted it, at least I can laugh about it. Whereas if I don't predict it and it goes, I'm just going to cry and ruin my sister's wedding.
You're not going to laugh about it whenever it happens because you're going to be out for a long time. Like everything in your life is going to be harder every single second of the day.
It's going to go at some point. Like it's going to go. And it sucks because I never did anything athletic in my entire life. So I don't know why it's going to go, but I can tell it's going to go.
I don't think so.
I can tell. You told me. Caboli told me. Starkey didn't know when it happened. There's enough Achilles injuries going around that I feel like, yeah, it could be a problem.
It's not good.
Other question. Is it a bad look to watch college football on your phone at a wedding reception?
That a reception? No.
Ceremony?
Ceremony, maybe.
What if it's not in a church?
Yes, still bad.
Still don't do it.
Right. Give respect to the people, and especially your sister.
Well, I'm in the wedding party, so I can't be standing up there. I'm hoping she's getting married at 5:30. West Virginia kicks off at 4. I'm hoping we catch a little halftime action for the ceremony. Gonna be close. Gonna be tight. Gonna be right around it.
If she loves you, she would have a TV where the reception is.
There might be.
Right. Wait, what time did you say the wedding? 5:30.
5:30.
So it'll be over.
Yeah. Getting ready, though.
Getting ready. There should be a TV back there.
I'm going to watch Pitt on my phone. I'm going to watch West Virginia on my phone. I don't care. It's my sister's wedding. I'd feel worse if it was somebody else's wedding.
Would she be mad at you if you did that? If she looked over and you were doing that?
I don't know. Maybe like first dance with dad, something like that, where I'm going to be sobbing anyhow, that kind of deal. I don't know.
You're going to cry?
Oh, buddy.
Are you?
My sister-in-law got married 2 weekends ago. I cried when she walked down the aisle. I cried when my daughter, who's flower girl, walked down the aisle. During the ceremony. I cried at the speeches. Oh, yeah, dude. I'm a big time. Was always a crier, and then my daughters were born. And now
you don't have to speak, do you?
Cry every day. No, they made a mistake there.
I know.
I'm a friggin' star.
Yeah.
Great public speaker. I have everyone else in there crying. Texter, you guys are the best show. Thank you. Another text. Time for you to start weight training. If I did a leg press, if my knee doesn't give out, my Achilles is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ready for some Cowboys stats?
Mm-hmm.
So we know that DeMarcus Lawrence, not going to play. Parsons, not going to play. Brandon Cooks, not going to play. Diggs, who's a ball hawk, on the injury report yesterday. We'll see if he plays. Ezekiel Elliott was dehydrated at practice yesterday. They had two guys who left practice yesterday with dehydration. That ain't good. You can't get rehydrated by Sunday night.
But
yeah, you can.
Dehydration, I mean, at this point in the season, tells me one thing.
Out of shape?
No. Yeah, a couple pops probably the night before.
Really?
I mean, what? I mean, it's probably hot in
Hold
Dallas,
the phone.
But like,
Hold the
you're
phone.
You're in shape, and you're dehydration, unless you're sick.
You're telling me Zeke Elliott was having a couple of pops
probably
on Wednesday, and he's hungover
probably
before the game.
That's the only way, unless they're sick or have the flu.
Did you guys have a day that you went out during the week?
Friday.
Mm-hmm. You would go out on Friday, like get buckled?
No, we would go out, though.
You wouldn't hammer it as hard as you would during the off season.
Right.
You would really go out on Fridays?
On Fridays, yeah.
You remember when the New York Giants skill position guys, before a playoff game with Odell Beckham Jr., they were on the boat.
Yep.
That really rubbed people the wrong way.
Yeah, guys go out.
Those Buffalo Bills before that first Super Bowl in the 90s, they went out all week at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Might have a ring if you didn't. Wonder if the kicker was going out. All right, more stats. I guess not more. I haven't given any yet. Cowboys giving up 31 rushing yards per game to the quarterback. It's actually worse than that. Like, that stat doesn't tell the whole story. Deshaun Watson ran all over him. Lamar Jackson ran all over him. The other game, they had Derek Carr have one carry for 1 yard. So that's going to bring the average down. Derek Carr ain't running against anybody. So I think Justin Fields should be able to get his legs going in this game. Cowboys giving up 105 rushing yards per game to running backs. And a touchdown and a half per game to running backs. Doran, they're soft. I've watched enough Dallas Cowboys football this year. I've watched all their games to know that this is a team that's soft. Are the Steelers in a position with Najee Harris to exploit the softness of this Cowboys D?
Sure. But Najee Harris got to be Najee Harris. Can't be Najee Harris of last week.
Right.
I think Justin Fields more than Najee, though. I think Justin Fields' game plan, as we talked earlier when we first started the show, I think that this is going to be a heavy read option. This is going to be the first time we really see that actual component to their offense at a high level. And I think that'll help Najee, that'll help Justin, and that'll attack the issues that that Dallas has on defense.
I know that the Ravens have been doing this for a long time, and Lamar Jackson's the best of all time at this. And Derrick Henry is a lot better than Najee Harris, and he's going to have a bust in Canton one day. But why can't this be, not super extreme, but why can't this be the Mick Ultra version here of what the Ravens are doing?
Can be.
I think it should be. And I don't know if it's because they don't believe in Kyle Allen or what it is, but I know Justin ran really well last week with scrambles, and he did have the touchdown on the one zone read in the red zone. Man, I feel like there's so much meat on the bone there, man. Like, short yardage in particular just makes it so much harder for a defense if the running back is going to pull it and run.
And we could say that maybe Arthur Smith isn't into doing that as an offensive coordinator, but you could tell me if I'm wrong. I do believe that he did do that a lot with Mariota. Whenever Mariota was quarterback in Atlanta, I mean, I would assume that that was a huge part of what they were doing on offense, because they couldn't even create any offense. So let's utilize what our players do best. And I do believe that he used Mariota that way. So it's not like Arthur Smith is unfamiliar with the read option game. So they could be late. They could be. I would do it.
I'm talking about run it 10 times a game.
Yeah. No, yeah. Even more, maybe.
Yeah.
But this game, I think they're going to run more than 10.
The thing about Dallas, rush defense, bad. Rushing game, bad. 75 yards a game on the ground for them. Dead last in the NFL. 3.5 yards per carry, which is just horrendous. And then you take Brandon Cooks out of the equation, I think they might drop back and throw it 45 times in this game. So I'm looking for TJ Watt to get off the schneid. Did you happen to see the math that Mark Caboli did?
No.
113. You don't care, do you?
I mean, the math that Mark did. What? I mean, I'm not interested in Mark's math.
Maybe he looked it up. 113 pass rush opportunities for TJ Watt. One holding call.
Oh, wow.
One. He got held in consecutive plays in that Colts game.
Yes.
And they didn't call either of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I'm sure, so Tomlin calls the league office about Minkah Fitzpatrick and how ticked he was at that call. I'm guessing that's not the only thing he said to them. I'm guessing it wasn't just, hey, by the way, totally BS call on Minkah Fitzpatrick. I'm sure there was an addendum. By the by, they're holding TJ Watt every play. So I think they might call it a little bit in this game. I think Tomlin probably lobbied for them to call a little bit more in this game. I'm sure Tomlin's going to bring it up pregame on the field. You'll be there for Channel 11. Maybe you can overhear it. Maybe a little fly on the wall action. I think TJ Watt has a great game this week.
Mm.
Based on that, based on TJ doesn't have back-to-back bad games, and he was invisible last week. And they're going to drop back and throw it 45, 50 times. All right, coming up next, I say we look around the league, and I want to make fun of somebody in Cleveland. I think you might laugh. I'll make you a bet. In about 5 minutes, you're going to laugh.
Okay.
And so are you, listening audience. We'll go around the league. We're looking around the league. Brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. Cleveland Browns, Dorn, are they a good football team?
No.
So you think the radio hosts at, what is it, 92.9 The Fan in Cleveland, they're probably talking about how to fix the football team, right?
Yes.
What is it, Callis?
92.3.
Sorry. You'd think that that's what they're talking about, right? Like, what can Deshaun Watson do to get better? I popped in to listen to their show the other day.
Mock drafts are already out. And where do they have us picking right now? What's
they
the
have
number?
Us picking fifth.
Every one of these sent to me, CBS Sports, Yahoo, also Draft Countdown, has us taking a quarterback.
That's a Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima, the Cleveland Guardians in the postseason. The Browns still with 13 games left to play.
Mock drafts are already out.
That sucks, man.
That does.
That sucks so bad.
They're used to it.
Yes, they are. He didn't even have to. Someone sent that to him. He would go on to say. He just got Yahoo's mock draft, ESPN mock draft, CBS mock draft. We're talking about mock drafts in Cleveland. That's what happens when your quarterback stinks. Wouldn't happen here. You got Justin Fields. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Doran, if I started a segment and said, hey, man, let's talk about the latest mock draft with the Steelers taking a wide receiver 14th overall. I think you would punch me in the face.
Yes.
Yeah. But we don't do a sports talk show in Cleveland. Big weekend in the AFC North, Dorm. Big, big, big weekend. So those aforementioned Browns, they're going to take on the Washington Commanders. The Browns a 3-point dog. How funny a month can change things. Like coming into the season, everyone on the AFC North is looking at the Commanders going, okay, there's our NFC East win that we can just mark down. Now they're an underdog.
Yeah.
What do you think in that game?
Oh, man. I Daniels is just fantastic. I like that team coming into the season. I mean, I've said it multiple times. Love Quinn as a head coach, and I think they have a lot of weapons. I think the Commanders are going to roll over the Browns.
You were higher on them than most coming into the year, and they've been good.
Yeah.
I think they're playing the best football in the NFC East right now.
They're exciting.
Yes.
It's an exciting brand of football.
That's what you want to see out of a rookie quarterback. And first couple of games, they didn't really let him throw it too much. Like, his counting statistics weren't great. And then that Cincinnati game happened. And we talked about this with Kenny Pickett in his rookie year. Like, they didn't really let him throw it. They wanted to win the game. So they wanted to run the ball and play defense.
Mm-hmm.
They probably should have tried to figure it out then, if he can open it up. And then work kind of backwards. That's what I would have done. But
I mean,
not a coach.
You wouldn't think that. You would think that they'd be more conservative because they have a defensive-minded head coach in Quinn. But he did the Narduzzi thing. He was like, okay, this is my second go-around. I need an explosive offense. I got a young quarterback. Well, we're probably going to draft a young quarterback at the time. Who's the best available option? Let me go call this guy that's in the Philippines right now, whatever it is. And it's Cliff Kingsbury. And, you know, Cliff Kingsbury was a head coach, but he's a great offensive mind. And he comes in, it's like, all right, let's play ball. And that's what the Steelers didn't have with Kenny.
Right.
Is a guy that is, you know, can actually run a high-powered offense.
Yeah, they screwed that whole thing up so many different ways. But now you got Arthur Smith and you got Justin Fields, and things are looking good, at least through four games. Ravens at the Bengals. The Ravens a 2.5-point favorite. Typically, I'd be rooting for the second-place team to lose with the Steelers in first. I want the Ravens to bury Cincinnati. Cincinnati's sitting there at 1-3. They got off the schneid last week. They finally got a victory because they got the get-right game. They got the homecoming game. If you were scheduling a team in the NFL to be your homecoming game, you would schedule Deontay Johnson and the Carolina Panthers. So, okay, that wasn't surprising. They're at home. Kind of a last stand game early. It gets late early if you lose this division game. I happen to think the Ravens go in there and spank them.
Make it a two-team race.
Yep.
You and the Ravens. Just make sure Cincinnati is just, you know, I'm with you. Make sure that they're out of it. But I agree. I think the Ravens have found something. But that doesn't necessarily worry me whenever the Ravens-Steelers play because of just the history of those games.
I'm with you on that, man. The Steelers need to be, and they're up right now, they need to be within a game of the Ravens when they're playing them. They play them in such quick succession later on in the season. If you're right there, you got a great shot to win the division. You've won 7 out of 8 times against them.
Right.
And I know sometimes Lamar Jackson hasn't been healthy. I'm not so sure he's going to be healthy late in the season. We talked about the gauntlet the Steelers had to face, which looks a lot better now, the second half. But the one thing that didn't worry me, I'd rather play the Ravens twice late than one time early and one time late.
Yes.
You might not see Lamar Jackson at all. I don't wish injury on anyone but Deshaun Watson. I don't wish injury on that guy. But you just talk about what's happened in his career. He gets worn down as the season goes on. The back half of the schedule doesn't look so bad. But I think the Ravens go in there, take care of business this week. How about Kirk Cousins last night?
509, baby. Jeez.
Ray McLeod was 66 yards receiving. Would he be the Steelers' second-best receiver?
Yeah, clearly. Most productive outside of George. And it's not. This isn't like a one-off either. Like, he's been pretty productive, I think, almost every game.
Yeah.
I mean, he was against the Steelers.
He was against the Steelers. Juju Smith-Schuster wasn't productive at all last season. He was against the Steelers. So I kind of chalked it up to, okay, that weird kind of stuff happens, and it makes you want to slam your head through a plate glass window. He's been pretty good for them, and he was really good for them yesterday. And the Steelers, you start to wonder, when is Roman Wilson going to get in there? Because we saw, hey, look, Justin Fields is going to use his eligibles. He spread the ball around, but only 4 targets to wide receivers. Look, I want to see what this guy is. And it's tough for a rookie to jump on a moving train. It has been done before. I'd like to see Roman Wilson this week. However, I'm not necessarily optimistic. All right, let's take a look at a couple of the other marquee games in the NFL coming up in the next segment. And Pitt going on the road, opening up ACC play against North Carolina. Lee Sterling at 9, Chris Carter at 9:35. Odds and ends sandwiched in between. Then we're giving our game balls on a Friday, but for a Sunday coming up to end the show, it's all downhill from here. Tyler Kennedy. And you can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. You just said it right before I turned the microphone on here, Dorm. Better slate of NFL games this weekend than college games. Have you looked at next week's college games?
I have not. What do we got?
I love doing this.
Me too.
This is such a dude thing. Hey, did you check out that college football schedule 2 weeks from now? While I pull this up, your thoughts on Pitt v. North Carolina?
Clearly big game, starting ACC play. And, you know, a nice surprise yesterday, as we talked about, with Rodney Hammond Jr. being eligible to play. And he's been practicing, so it's not like he's going to be out of shape. It's not like he's not going to be familiar with the offense. Like, he's been practicing every day he's been around, so he'll be able to just pop right in there. As I said yesterday, if I was Pat Narduzzi and his staff, I'm not showing my players the JMU game at all. Like, I don't even want them to think that might have been you're going to get a different team from North Carolina than you saw against JMU. And they did score 50 points. So I do think it's important that Pitt gets out fast, scores fast, and makes it a game where North Carolina would have to keep up. Because I don't think that they can. I don't think they're built to be able to keep up with having their third string quarterback. Now, Hampton's a good player, so you don't want to play that game. You want to take control of this football game, get up, play fast, score fast, and make it a race. And if you make it a race, you'll be able to win the football game for the first time ever. And I think like 8 games that have been
played. At Chapel Hill, yeah.
At Chapel Hill. First time ever.
Pitt did not start fast, obviously, against Cincinnati. I hesitate to say they didn't start fast against West Virginia. It was tied 17-17 at the half. It was just a good back-and-forth football game. But, yeah, I agree that I think a big, fast start in this game, make them doubt themselves.
Yeah.
You know they already are. If they're up in the game, North Carolina, you get Marin Hampton running the football, and he's really good, like you mentioned. Now you start to believe they're hanging around, and then weird stuff happens. Get up like 17-0, like the Colts did last week. I think they're going to give up.
Yep.
Next week's college football schedule, Doran. Oh, God. Oh, my sweet baby. Ohio State at Oregon.
Nice.
3-6. Penn State at USC.
Nice.
Ole Miss at LSU. 12-13. I mean, you get 3 really good ones right there.
Yeah.
Texas against Oklahoma for the Red River rivalry. Don't laugh at me. So a couple weeks, yeah, good games.
Cal at Pitt, and then West Virginia's taking on
Iowa State at home for the Cole Rush jerseys.
And Iowa State is what, 6th?
13th now. Okay. Yeah, or something like that.
Yep.
Big NFL game to start off the day on Sunday, Jets v. Vikings from London. And the Jets got to be careful here, man. Sitting here at 2-2, you gack one up at home against the Broncos. I can't believe anybody's losing to the Broncos this year. Now, they won two games. The week-to-week, month-to-month league, I get it. But the Jets take on the Vikings, as you mentioned, then the Bills, and then the Steelers. Three games. They could easily lose all three, and then you're sitting there at 2-5. I think they're going to wind up with Devontae Adams either way. But I feel like if they lose this game, they lose to the Bills with the Aaron Rodgers hand-wringing that would be going on, you're not going to be able to top the offer the Jets are going to make for Devontae Adams.
Mm-mm.
Like, they're desperate now. They want to keep Rodgers satiated. If they start losing football games, Devontae Adams, like, they're giving up a second-round pick for this guy, for
well,
sure.
If they start losing football games and they don't get Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers is going to, I mean, he's going to lose his mind.
It's going to be Operation Shutdown.
Yeah.
It's going to, oh, my Achilles.
They'll implode, yes. Mm-hmm. Forever. I mean, how many, what, does he have one more year?
A couple more years, yeah.
A couple more years?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a bad scene.
He's running the show there. They're getting Devontae Adams. There's no chance in my mind now, upon thinking about it, just with more of the information coming out, he's going to be a New York Jet. Speaking of Achilles, I forgot about this because I don't think things through. When my Achilles pops on the dance floor on Saturday, one of the Pirates team physicians is a great family friend. He'll be there.
Oh, I mean,
he just texted me saying he can bring a walking boot just in case. So I'm good. We thought of everything. We're good.
You can't do surgery right there. So, I mean, whenever it pops, it
put
pops.
Put the boot on and I'll just keep drinking. Mm. I'll feel fine.
Okay.
Coming up next, we're going to look around at all the biggest games this weekend with our guy, Lee Sterling. You want to know the future? You want to know what's going to happen in some of these games? He'll tell us coming up next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 78.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Podcasts.